The shallow canals and creeks go through daily cycles where plant and algae release oxygen into the water through photosynthesis during the day, and animals take in the oxygen at night. Center for the Inland Bays Science and Restoration Coordinator Dr. Marianne Walsh says high levels of phosphorus and nitrogen cause the oxygen levels to change drastically. This change kills a number of menhaden in the upper Indian River each summer, in part because of long days, warm water, and lots of sunlight. Walsh says this year those numbers are up and people are spotting dead blue crabs as well.
We're not completely certain why the crabs are different this year, but we are fairly convinced that the problem that we're seeing in the Indian River is due to nutrient pollution.
Walsh points to area agriculture, stormwater runoff, and Mount Air's treated spray irrigation system as causes for the high nutrient levels. She says crab carcasses have been sent to labs for analysis, and continuous monitoring sensors have been installed in the Indian River to keep detailed track of nutrient, oxygen, and pH levels. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Shalino.